The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Or
good evening.
Wherever you are.
Where you are on planet Earth.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Since this is the internet, and you could be anywhere on this planet listening to this show.
That's
live.
Right. It could be the middle of the night.
That's right.
And in case you haven't noticed, we finish each other's sentences. So we suggest that you
go with the flow.
Which is, of course, today.
The name of today's
radio
that's right,
show. Being here, right. It really is something. The moment you take exception to how your life is showing up,
you're in trouble.
You get lost.
Things get solid. Things get serious. Let's talk about how to get the most out of today's show, though.
You ready? You want the most?
Today's, tonight's, depends on where you are.
Okay.
Listening.
What do you mean when you say listening?
Well, you see, most people don't listen. They think about what's being said to see if they already know it, if they agree with it, if they've heard it before, more better. If they disagree with it, because a lot of people have a disagreement chip in there, you know. No, that can't be. We've actually gotten some hate mail over the years that we were irresponsible for saying that it could be so easy to have well-being. All you have to do is get into the current moment. What will get you into the current moment is truly listening to hear what another person has to say from their point of view without filtering it through your own system of beliefs or ideas. So if somebody says something, you let it go in completely. Now, why is this important? I mean, it really doesn't matter, except it will pull you into the current moment of your life. Because you bypass the thinking mechanism, which keeps you lost in the past or future. See, most of us want to have satisfaction, want to have well-being, we want to have love in our lives, yet things seem to always go wrong. Well, they go wrong because you're not here. You're lost in thinking about whether you agree or disagree with how your life is showing up.
And you can be habituated to not just noticing a situation,
but complaining about
and disagreeing.
That's
and
right.
Creating drama inside yourself as opposed to dealing with it.
Yeah, as opposed to having it be the way it is, you revolt. You have an internal revolt, revolution against the way life is showing up, but life doesn't really care.
I'll give you a perfect example. Last week, I got my dry cleaning from the dry cleaner, and I was all very excited because I had bought an Armani dress at a consignment store, and I bought it for a bargain. It was $18.70. I got to tell you, it's gorgeous, but I wanted it dry cleaned. It needed dry cleaning, so I took it in to be dry cleaned. Our assistant, Christina, picked it up, and I went to show it to her, and in there was no dress.
It transformed into a black sweater.
Somebody's sweater. So immediately I got a rush, because all of a sudden my Armani dress is missing. And then, so I had the opportunity to either go get upset and call them being upset.
Them being the dry cleaners.
Or call and say, hey, I have something here that's not mine and I'm missing my dress. And he was like, is it a sweater? Is it a dark sweater? He was so excited. I've been looking everywhere for it. But I noticed how I had been enculturated to get indignant first that they had made a mistake.
You know,
how I wanted to demand my money back.
See, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It is not problem solution oriented. It's based in transformation. It's based in anthropology. It's based in seeing the way things are rather than having your past determine how your future shows up. And Ariel said she was programmed. Well, you know, we all grew up in an ongoing culture that taught us right from wrong and taught us a language that we speak and the rules of behavior. And so we absorb that stuff as though it was the right way to do it. So if your parent got upset when things didn't go the way they would like and got angry and yelled at people, chances are you'll do that thing automatically unless you swore you wouldn't be like them. And then you'll be the opposite of them. But it doesn't.
Or it'll squeak out.
It will always squeak out.
Now, it's not a problem. Nothing is a problem.
If you see it and don't judge it.
See, the first principle, anything you resist, persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. So if I resisted having that reaction, I would have been lost in that reaction. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are. That includes I could only have been holding a polo sweater in my hand and not an Armani dress. And I could only have a reaction, a body rush, because I did. And third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself. Which
if you allow it to be the way it is without complaining or disagreeing with it, it will just be done.
Which allowed me to be appropriate with this fellow that I've had interactions with for years rather than berate him. Which was totally unnecessary. He knew he made a mistake. I knew he made a mistake, or somebody there did, and we just handled it. So
effortlessly.
It's all about going with the flow.
Okay.
We have several callers. Why don't we start with our first one? Joe, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Yonkers.
Hi. Must be a long ways away. Okay. What can we do for you?
Where's Yonkers?
I'm really glad to listen to what you guys are saying, because I see myself having some sort of a knee-jerk reaction when it comes to money.
And hey, I find Joe? Joe?
Where's Yonkers?
Hello? Where's Yonkers?
It's in New York. It's just above New York City.
Oh, good, because, you know, this show goes out all over the world, and you say Yonkers and nobody knows.
Yeah, I had said it once, but I think my connection was not good.
Ah.
Okay, Yonkers. Well, but did you say Yonkers, New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? We didn't hear the New York part here.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah,
now we're here.
Good.
So, all right.
So when it comes to money, I feel a little reactive and like I'm not relaxing, because I have this thing that says, oh, I should be making so much money, or I should have so much money in reserve, you know, as I get older, things like that.
Okay.
Well, so
you don't have a question in this yet.
I'm not quite sure what the problem is. If there
well,
is
I
one.
Don't feel like I'm going with the flow, and I don't not sure quite. You know, what the flow is, you know.
Well, right. See, that's perfect. You say you want to go with the flow, but when the flow goes in a way that doesn't seem like what you want or believe to be true, right, correct, then you don't want to go with the flow. You only want to go with the flow when the flow is going where you want it to go. How's that?
Right. That's perfectly true.
Yeah, so if the flow includes spending money, you balk at it, okay?
Right.
But not always.
Not always. You know, this is kind of a recent instance where, like last month, we had to pull a bunch of money out of savings to cover our bills. And I thought, oh, this isn't right. You know, we shouldn't
well, you know,
we shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, this is a first world problem. You have savings.
Yes.
You know, so, it, you know, yes, sometimes you have to take money from one place to the other, you know, if you have it there, that you make transfers to handle your bills.
I'm not sure if you're complaining against you or your wife. Because
but it is a complaint.
Because if you're saying we shouldn't have to take money out of savings, I don't hear you actually. It just doesn't seem like you're actually looking to see what you're spending, where you're spending it, which are appropriate. If it's all appropriate, then it's not a problem to have taken it out of savings. If you need to book more work because you do work in a way that it's not like you get a salary. That
you get paid for what you produce.
So somehow there's a lack of responsibility in it.
Yes.
Look, you know, I don't know about everybody, but most of us were raised by people who didn't have, or the people we were raised by were raised by people who didn't have all that much money. You know, there's a small percentage of the population of the world are extremely wealthy, and then there's just about everybody else.
Yeah, right.
And then there's people who are very, very poor. But we were all raised by people who had concerns about money because money is related to your survival. Without money, there's no food. Food is definitely related to survival. Without money, there's no clothing. I'm not talking about designer, Armani clothes. I'm talking about, you know, something to keep you warm in the cold weather. Without money, there's no shelter. So, you know, there it is a survival associated stuff, money, object. But if you look and tell the truth, there's food in your freezer or your refrigerator, and there's your rent or mortgage is paid.
Yes.
True?
Definitely, yes.
So your immediate survival isn't at jeopardy if you have to move some money around in your accounts. But there's a no to how it's showing up. So you don't just see it as what it is. You then resist it, disagree with it, complain about it. Wish it were different.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Also, Joe, plenty of people put money in places where they consider it untouchable so that they manage what they're spending so that they don't have to go into their 401ks or their retirements.
Right, and that's true for us too. And you know, as you're talking, I'm realizing that we are handling it. You know, we came up with a pretty creative plan about how we want to move forward from here. But I still see how I react. Like I have this.
You get yourself upset.
Or contraction.
You get yourself upset as though that's. Though that's responsible, because when you were a kid, if your parents had money situations that weren't going the way they wanted to, they got upset.
And they blamed each other for why it was that way.
Yes?
Yes.
If she wouldn't spend so much, if he would just make more.
Right, yes.
We were in your
family,
see?
Yep.
So, but you see, none of that causes the way you feel. If you're a yes to the way things are showing up, now sometimes being a no is appropriate.
Where you're being a yes to your no.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
You know, like we were in a Portland airport last week, and we rented a car there. And the car rental agent sent us over to one of these kiosks that had a Skype machine. And we were talking to a woman on the other end of the video, and she tried to add
hundreds of dollars and slip it by without us noticing that she had actually upgraded the cars, charged us for upgrades, charged us for things, because we had in our hand a reservation including what everything would cost, which I had really worked all the different things on the internet to make sure I got the best deal.
And her price was several hundreds of dollars over what we had agreed to. So I said, no, thank you. I eventually hung up on her and went over to the agent at the desk and got the thing cleared up. But it was a very interesting situation because even though I have full insurance on my vehicles, she wanted to sell me insurance. So, and I said, no, thank you. But it was not okay. Sometimes you have to be a yes to your no. You don't, see, going with the flow isn't rolling over like a doormat when somebody does things that don't work for you.
Yeah.
And when you're going with the flow, Joe, you're appropriate to your life.
Okay.
And being appropriate to my life right now
includes
that we have to go to a break.
So we really appreciate you calling in.
So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're very, very welcome. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
And thank you.
For listening.
Really, thank you for being our listener.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it. Otherwise, we'd be talking to ourselves here.
Which isn't so bad.
Because we talk to ourselves frequently.
But you know,
each other, I mean.
When you were talking about listening.
Yes.
I was really looking at you and listening. I wasn't preparing what I was going to say next.
I noticed that.
It was fun.
Yes.
And it came out new and fresh, and I heard it new and fresh.
Yeah.
And it really is wonderful to not expect that I know where it's going.
Yeah.
By the way, if you like in the show, you can share it. You can share it on Facebook. You can tweet it. You can send a link in an email to a friend. It's really a nice thing. We've actually downloaded, we had a friend who got ill, and we downloaded hundreds of episodes and put them in an iPod and brought it over to him so that he had company during his convalescence. There are plenty of things you can do to share the wealth, and it's free. So share the wealth.
You know, speaking of free,
mm-hmm.
in New York City on December 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're doing a workshop called The Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being a Healer.
In case you haven't noticed it, you're a healer, but I'll bet you all have. I bet you have. You know those moments when you're really there and you're listening to someone, or you're really being with another person, or you even just lay your hand on a friend's arm? You're a healer. You can be there for people in a way that's a healing presence. Our entire business, everything we do, sprung from what Shia originally did with hands-on healing, where he discovered that if he could direct a person into physical pain, emotional pain, just direct them into the moment, things could transform in an instant. So we no longer do it in general, hands-on. We do it during this course. The Freedom to Breathe is like an amazing vacation into yourself, using breath as a tool to bring you into you, and then a day to play around with your ability to be a healer. And you're invited. If you want to know more, or you simply want to go up and register, go to our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Let's take our next caller, shall we?
Oh, let's. Christian, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Christian, how are you?
Good.
I'm calling.
Yeah?
I'm calling in today from Hamburg.
Hamburg, Pennsylvania?
Oh, no, Germany, in Europe.
Oh, Germany, okay.
Okay.
I do have a question about going with the flow, and I can see, I have the idea how things have to go.
Yes.
For example, I had a meeting this afternoon, and I prepared myself with some notes, what I want to say during the meeting. And then I went to the meeting, and I had this idea when I prepared my meeting that it will be, I have to be very harsh. I have to be like somehow like unfair. And then when I went to the meeting, I was there for the meeting. I listened to the people who were I with, and it was over in 10 minutes.
What? Did it go well?
It went really well. It went really well.
Were you harsh?
No. It was no.
Isn't it funny how we get ideas about what we need to do to accomplish results or to be a responsible business owner?
Or we think about what we're going to say in advance rather than wait till we get there and see who's there and be appropriate to what's going on?
Yes, and that's so cool, and it's so easy.
Yes.
It's so easy, that's right.
If it's not easy, chances are
you're not going with the flow.
Shai talked about us going on a fishing trip, and one of the things that we often, not always, but we're often fishing in rivers, and when you want to climb out of a river, climb into a river, it's always a good idea to walk downstream. If you walk upstream, you're likely to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pressure of the river is pushing against you. The flow of the river is going downstream. So the best way to go with the flow is to walk downstream.
Hmm.
what came up after the meeting was I didn't expect it that it went that well, and on the other hand, I was thinking, did I really say everything what I had to say?
Yes. Well, did you?
Yes.
Perfect.
The chances are that you did not, if you were determined to be righteously right about some point of view, if you wanted to make them pay. When I walked in to the dry cleaners, I had a whole file full of mental possibilities of what I could say to this individual. But when I saw him and he looked up and he smiled and said, "Thank you so much for bringing this back," what am I going to say then? Am I going to unload on him a bunch of unfair things?
So she said, "You're welcome.
Glad I could find it for you." And we were done. But if I wanted to be right, it would have been
diatribe. Let's talk about what it costs to be right. You know, a lot of us have been pre-programmed to argue in our head with everything or anything that doesn't go the way we think it ought to. That certainly isn't going with the flow. And there's a cost to being right. You lose relationship with people. You lose the experience of being loved and loving. Because, you know, anytime you're in a relationship, even if it's a very small interaction with somebody, if you are lost in being right and making them wrong, you have no experience of well-being.
Let's define right for a minute, because it was accurate that they had made a mistake in my analogy here, but I could be right that they were wrong. And in that perspective, it's a lose-lose. I have to be upset. I have to break the relationship I've had with this gentleman for a number of years. We have to be uncomfortable with each other when we see each other forever. It's like being right costs.
It costs love. It costs health. It costs happiness. It costs relationship. It costs partnership, full self-expression, to name just a few things. But you get to be right. Isn't it great?
No, not really. That's what I discover more often, that I have the choice to how I react.
You do have a choice. You know, at first people don't have a choice. It just rolls up and rolls out their mouth.
Right. But as you become more aware, you can see it coming before it does. And then you have the choice whether to say it or not say it. And for many of us, there is no real choice. At first, you have to say it, even though you know better.
I'll tell you, the other thing, too, is I went over to the dry cleaners as soon as I had an opportunity to do that today, as opposed to waiting.
Holding them hostage.
I could have held them hostage. Like, I can't get there. You'll have to wait. It's a different version of being right, but it would have been more of the same. I knew that he didn't want to stress his other client. I'm not even sure the other client knew about it. And if they did, they certainly wanted their item back. So it's like you can either have your life be a expression of your well-being, or you can have it be
an expression of your upset.
Yeah, foot stomping.
As if the universe cares.
And as if
when
it
you
owes
stomp
you something.
Yes, that that you stomp your feet. Or cry.
You know, stomping my foot would not have converted the sweater I had in my hand into a dress.
No.
Hey, we have a couple other callers waiting. It's super cool that you called in today.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
As long as we're in Europe, let's stay there. Sandy, you with us?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi.
Hi, Sandy. Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Munich in Germany.
Munich in Germany.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I I've been listening in, and I heard your conversation with Christian just now. And I had a conversation with my mother the other day where I had a hard time listening to her. Actually, I got very upset and angry with her.
Yes, you did.
And
you know how we know?
No, how do you know?
We're listening.
We're listening. And when you said my mother, we got it.
Wow.
Did you know you can say a person's name like a curse word? Like Shia, Ariel, mother. It's not like my mother. It's like my mother.
Wow.
In any event.
Yes.
So you had a conversation with your mother.
Whom you're still upset with.
And have been forever.
Obviously. Yes. We were talking about the refugees in Germany and her opinion is one that I did not like at all. I didn't want to hear. And
So Sandy, have you ever heard us talk about true listening?
Yes.
And that listening involves hearing another person's point of view and not making them wrong for having it?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever seen how when you don't want to hear what somebody says, you stick them with it? So they are stuck with that forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not listening to your mom actually keeps her the way you say you don't like.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know your mom, Sandy.
Pardon?
You know your mom.
Yes.
And you know her opinions.
And you know how to get her started on stating them.
Right. And then who brought up the refugee problem in the first place? Sandy.
I called her because of an email that she forwarded to me and told her where it came from. That was from a very racial homepage and that she shouldn't be doing that.
Well, you could either go with the flow, receive this homepage that she sent you, and disregard it and move on with your life, or you could rise to the bait and fight with her.
Yes, okay.
You know, somebody once wrote us something that was very, something similar to racial on our website, a comment. It was not on our website, on our Facebook page. We just simply defriended them because I didn't really want those types of comments on my page.
On our page.
But, you know, whether you type her back a quick thing saying, hey, please don't send me these kind of emails. I find them disturbing. Or whether you just delete it. You called her up to let her know she was wrong. You actually took the opposite.
Yeah. Your resistance to something makes it grow stronger. That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
Yes.
Anything you resist grows stronger.
See, and you can certainly... When we're talking about go with the flow, we're not, again, Shai was talking about earlier, it doesn't imply being a doormat. It doesn't imply not speaking up, like, oh, I'll just won't say anything and I'll let bad things go down around me. We are not advocating that. But there's a difference between communicating it's not your perspective and you don't want to hear it. You don't want to be party to it, and being right, it's not my perspective, and I don't want to.
Here's another thing, Sandy. I'd be willing to bet this has been an ongoing conversation with your mother.
You're right, in different way and in different contexts. Yeah.
Yep.
It is.
I'd be willing to bet that. See,
same fight, new.
That's right. Same fight, different color.
Theme, yep.
Right.
You just change the color of the paint, that's all. But it's the same throwing paint at each other.
You know, it's interesting. In our second relationship book, how to have a match made in heaven. We had a lovely conversation with a very beautiful woman, Christiana, who was very, very upset with her father. And I'd like to tell you the details of it, but because it so relates to your relationship with your mother. But I'm going to need to do it in the next segment. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Great.
Most excellent. We'll be back shortly.
Yes,
everyone.
We have to go to a break now, so come on back.
Don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
You know, we're speaking with Sandy, who is in Germany, and this is a perfect time to remind all those of you who are in the European community or who would like to take a trip there in the spring. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe course, and which is on a Thursday, March 31st, and Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct, April 1st through 3rd. You may think this is pretty early to be talking about it. That's because we have an early registration discount. It ends in just a couple of short weeks. So if you want to be eligible for the early registration discount, and it's pretty significant, go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and register and get yourself a bargain. I like bargains.
Speaking of registering, if you're interested in joining us in Costa Rica, where we do either a week-long or two-week-long immersion courses, you can either come for 1 week or you can come for 2 weeks. Or you can come, 1 or 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. In any event, it requires a prerequisite that you attend a workshop with us, a weekend workshop prior to coming. And there are a few spaces available. Of course, they are basically filled, but we can make room for a few more people if you're interested. So go to our website again, TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's it. And dot commas.
Yeah. Are you with us, Sandy?
I am.
Okay, so part of the reason we wrote this relationship book was we saw a video we did with Christiana where she was talking about her relationship with her husband and her relationship to her father, whom she really resented because her father had been part of the Nazi party and he continued to have very racist views and he had jokes that were really off color about that and about how her whole life had been wrapped around resisting him, including naming all her children.
Both middle and first names with Jewish names.
To get him. And she said she felt she had the right to get revenge. And we told her that she did have the right, but it was clearly
going to cost her. And it would cost her her relationship with her husband.
In that she wasn't actually looking to see her father, that she had a position about him that required him to stay in that position. It was a very brilliant conversation. You could see her seeing new possibilities. What you didn't see in the video, or you didn't read in the book because it happened later, was her father stopped espousing this racist quality, became very kind, and started being very sweet to her children. That when she stopped holding a vendetta with him,
he transformed.
It kept him from being locked in that place.
So, you know, maybe unbeknownst to you, you are holding on to a vendetta with your mother that keeps her stuck in the places that you say you don't want her to be.
And here's the other thing. Let's say it's not your attitude that keeps her stuck. Let's just say she's like that. She's like that everywhere. All her friends are like that. First of all, she has friends. But if my mother was racist or Shia's sister was racist, you wouldn't care.
Would you?
No.
That wouldn't be a problem at all.
No, they'd just be these people who had these views that you didn't agree with.
Right.
But you do something with it that personalizes it.
Yeah, you think you own your mother. I know you held her as a slave growing up to go to your beck and call and do everything you wished her to do.
You're thinking.
Yes, I am. I'm like, how can I let go of this? How can I stop doing this?
Well, you can't.
Just stop it.
From the position you just took, how can I? You can't.
I don't hear an interest in looking to see how you do it. It's not
and
about
how you
stopping.
Generate it. How you, in fact, keep her behaving the way she behaves.
I know we joke around with just stop it. It's a thing that we talk about sometimes in courses. But it really is about awareness, Sandy. Awareness is this non-judgmental seeing of how you operate. Shia spoke about it, I believe, at the beginning of the show, about how our approach is anthropological. An anthropologist isn't going, why do I do that? An anthropologist is looking to see the nuances of how it's put together, not to add a judgment for or against, but to simply see it like puzzle pieces. And I don't see you actively interested in how it works. I see you more invested in being a victim of your mother or of your mental attitude or your, you know, it's more of a victimology. I get interested in all the ways in your mind you cast yourself in the role of victim. And if you don't victimize yourself with what you see, which you probably will at first, you'll be like, oh, God, I'm a victim everywhere. But if you see yourself victimizing yourself with how much you victimize yourself, then don't judge yourself for that. And it'll start to wind down all on its own.
Cool.
And sometimes when you bring awareness to things, you see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Thank you. I'm going to do that. Thanks. That's, I do see that I victimize myself. I easily victimize myself, even with things that I want to do. You know, like I decide I want to get up early and do some extra work, and then in the morning I'll be like, oh, I have to get up. You know?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
But you see, when you notice that, Sandy, you don't just notice it.
You don't have a sense of humor about it.
You make yourself wrong for it, which keeps it in place. Because anything you judge, you add energy to and sticks around. Anything you allow to be the way it is, it dissipates energy and then it disappears.
Everything needs energy to survive.
And to keep existing. If you keep feeding energy into the things you say you don't like, they stick around.
You know, it also makes me wonder if this fight or disagreement with your mother is at a convenient time, as if you're not busy enough, so you have to create a little extra work.
Or you've got something creative to do and you haven't quite figured out how to do it yet, so you can distract yourself with being upset with your mother.
You are pretty right. It's I just completed
only pretty.
A project.
I knew I was pretty, but I didn't know I was pretty right.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I just completed a film project, and the time where we had this fight was just as we were waiting for the decision of the big TV producer company.
Yeah, so it's a lot more convenient to get into a fight with your mother than be in the discomfort of not knowing how it's going to turn out.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's time to stop using your mom that way.
Did you say using or abusing?
Both. But I mean, using her as a springboard for upset.
I know.
To keep yourself occupied and distracted.
I was attempting humor.
Hey,
Sandy, we have another caller. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much for taking me.
Have a great day. One last thing, Sandy.
Yes.
I know we gave you some feedback today, and here's the other thing. You can either work on yourself with this. You can make a plan now for how you're going to see how you victimize yourself, because I actually even gave you that as an idea. But you can just let it all go. And then if you happen to see you victimizing yourself, okay, see it. But I don't recommend you working on yourself. Working on yourself doesn't work. It only gets you in trouble.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey. Okay,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We have another caller. Anne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Are you in Kansas City?
I'm in Kansas City, yes.
Excellent.
That's right, in Mission, Kansas.
Mission, Kansas.
Mission, Kansas.
So what's our mission with you today?
Okay. Well, I'm aware. I think the three concepts I'm learning, and I am aware of how I react to things. So I compared what happened yesterday with what happened today, and like yesterday we went to the Royals World Series Championship Parade, and it was just a big. I shouldn't have gone. It was a mob scene, and we missed the parade. We got in a line that was like four blocks long to get a shuttle, and I was aware the whole time, and we weren't really having the best time, but it was a good, it was a good opportunity, and so I compare that with today, and the news I got today, and that thing yesterday was just so, it was insignificant compared with what the news I got today, which was about my, as you know, I have lymphoma. I have cancer, which is being cured. But today I found out that I have to have a stem cell transplant. And the way I reacted to that was so much smoother than the way I reacted to this. I mean, I let myself, this mob scene, I knew, you can make what you want out of this, but I figured it, since it wasn't so significant to my life, it didn't really matter. I mean, it was like a day that I wish we wouldn't have gone. But what this the way I reacted to the stem cell transplant and what I have to do, which is going to make significant changes in my life that are so much more significant. But I go with the flow, and I guess that's a normal thing with people, that when it's an important thing like that, you go with the flow. I guess the universe gives you the strength to go with the flow. And
can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that everybody goes with the flow when they get the news that they need a stem cell transplant. I think that's something that you've developed. So good on you. That's the first thing. Secondly, it makes me wonder if yesterday's disgruntlement about how your day was unfolding also had to do with you being in that unknown limbo state, like you didn't have the results yet. See, that's what Sandy was talking about. She had this disagreement with her mother at a very convenient timing. It saved her from that gap, that unknown, that whole range of fear, the what ifs.
That could be. This news of this stem cell transplant, I kind of had told myself that it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I may be a pessimist for some things, but I was I was being optimistic, thinking, well, maybe I won't need it, or it won't. I just didn't realize the ramifications of it.
Right.
But I know that when I need to be strong for things, I am strong. And for something, the other, that parade, I let things get to me, but.
Well, you
I
know
knew
something,
Sand.
Excuse me, Anne. If you can be strong and not let things get to you about serious, important things, you can also not let things get to you about the small stuff.
Right. I think that's the little things are what get to me. Like if the computer at work is not working, I get so angry at it. Yeah, I think that's a typical.
You're getting angry at it doesn't make it work.
Right.
Right. You don't need to get angry, unless you get angry, of course. But if you can start to get control over that mechanism, you'll feel a lot better.
You have a point. Yeah, because when I know when I need to be strong, I'm strong. But yesterday I was mad at my son because he didn't want to leave. I wanted to leave super early. And
we're moving on toward the end of the show, but I would like to offer you this as a possibility. Your health is impacted by your mental outlook. So those little things that you get angry at are actually big things.
Right. They're things that you give yourself permission to get angry is like giving yourself permission to smoke cigarettes when you say you don't want to.
Right.
One more thing
before
we have to close out the show. And I just want you to know you're not out here alone. You have a whole support structure. So if things do appear as challenging for you, even little things, reach out to your friends because we're here for you.
I will.
Great.
Good.
I wish we had more time with you, but we don't. So I am thankful for the time that we have. And it is actually a dovetails into next week's show quite perfectly. The theme is being thankful.
The attitude of gratitude.
I'm grateful you called in today. We both are. We're grateful to all our listeners.
And so thanks for listening.
And we'll be back next week.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thank Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.